Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
That's me.
And we have had two wonderful, wonderful guests today, honestly. Lisa Petroselli and Lisa Tyson, both accomplished women who are really serving humanity. That's the easiest way to put it. In similar but different fields, but really two exquisite women, and it was just such a pleasure and an honor for them to have them both on.
Their hearts are in the right place.
100%.
Right.
And they have a brain, so the combination is what you want.
Yes, and you just really see what was nice. Is like, I love when on the show we're able to interview people that are so passionate about their job, and that's really, you know, they really believe in their job, and it's a great cause that both of them are doing, so I thought it was really a...
And another person who's passionate about her job, this is Women's Day, is, of course, our Christina Liu from the Christina
Liu
Show.
That's why I schedule it that way.
I've been noticing that. We're getting less and less men on this show, Otto.
There is a big kind of lopsided.
Yeah.
I think might be a little biased, guys.
We got to take this up with somebody, but I don't know who. We got to take it up with Christina. It's my show. It doesn't really work.
And that's a problem.
In and of itself. So what's going on?
Well, you know, the summer is still kicking in North Hempstead with all the fun activities. I actually had the pleasure of working Fun Day Monday/Thursday yesterday.
Oh, did you? Okay.
I did. You know, I felt very bad for community services. They had to cancel it last week because of the weather. And then this Monday, the weather wasn't good either, so they moved it to Thursday. So yesterday was a perfect day. And I volunteered to come help out, and it was really a great, great experience. Everyone was enjoying themselves, and there was a nice breeze going on at the beach, and everyone was dancing and laughing. It was a very positive place. And I saw, I haven't been there to see the tree removal.
Oh, really?
I was going to ask you.
So this is my first thing. No, it wasn't terrible because we had a lot of canopies everywhere. So all the vendors
the,
and everyone were underneath
were for
big.
The one-day canopy.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, it'll take some time. It was a little different. It was like a little shocking, but there still is trees there. It's
well, last week I was on the show and I did talk about the fact that I have a family reunion coming up a week from tomorrow. And I'm going to have
time?
To
wait,
go.
Wait, wait, hold on.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome.
But John and I are crashing.
This is all bring your own. But I do have to investigate and find out if they still have all the tables and things there. You know, did they remove any of that while in the progress of taking the trees down?
You know, I'm not I doubt that they did. I'm not sure, you know, because Monday, it's a different setup because,
we
bring in a lot of tables and chairs. But there was all these picnic tables that are permanently there. I saw there with, like, the benches.
Well, we have the pavilion down the other end, the Jankowski Pavilion.
But I doubt that they...
Huh?
Jankowski
Pavilion, yeah.
But it was a beautiful day, and I encourage everybody. There will still be Fun Day Mondays all throughout August. It was really a fun day. So and next Monday is an Aloha theme. So John, get that grass skirt and coconut bra ready. It's Aloha time. But
you know me too well.
John will be good in a grass skirt.
So that's it's really, like I said, Fun Day Monday is great because there's something for everybody to do. They have the adult coloring at 11:30, the farmers market at 12:30. And the farmers market, really, just as a little side note, I've seen some of the things because staff members have bought things from there. And it's amazing, the stuff that they're selling. And the vegetables and the fruits, everything is just incredible.
That's at Christopher Morley?
No, that's actually at Fun Day Monday. There's one at Christopher Morley.
Yeah, there is one at Christopher Morley.
But this one, they actually have it at Fun Day Monday at 12:30, which is, it's really
every Monday.
They just didn't have it this Monday, but going forward they will. They also have that Hempstead Harbor Trail Walk that I'm committing to doing at some point this summer when I have some free time.
It's very good.
Yeah, I really need to. I keep saying I need to do it, and that's going
you
to
did
be.
It, Otto?
I have done it, yeah.
Okay.
I've done it a few times, actually.
Is it a path, or it's like
it's
you're walking
path.
On rocks?
No, it's a path.
Okay.
And it has, like, chips. Chips and whatnot. It's pretty well defined. I mean, it's not like you're out in the rough.
Right, okay.
And it's really not a hard walk, if you like to walk.
Right.
I definitely want to do that. And what's great
is it's free parking.
And it's there we go. And that's the most important is that it's free parking if you want to just do the trail, which is nice.
You go off to the right
Yes.
corner.
That's right. Otto will be standing out there directing everyone. But on August 15th, they actually have a guided tour that will be going on from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. with Eric Swenson, who's the executive director of the Hempstead Harbor Protection Committee. So he'll give you a guided tour, which is nice also. So definitely check it out. There's transportation from all locations throughout North Hempstead. You can just call up 311 and get the whole list of different locations near you. And I really recommend it. It was really a fun, fun day. And I'm going to try and go back again because it's really nice to spend the day at the beach.
Did you dance?
I was dancing. I was doing everything. I was setting up tables and chairs. It was all hands on deck. So it
was. What time you got to go there? Like 8 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. It was really nice, though. It was real. Everyone was just happy, and it was a very positive.
What time did
day.
It end?
It's from 10 to 2 is the event itself, yeah.
Oh, but you were as
but
a
I'm there
working,
and then after, like, cleaning up as well. So.
Right.
So it was a full day, but it was nice. No complaints here. It was very nice. Community Service puts on a good show, so check it out, Mondays.
Do they have food there, by the way?
Yes, you can buy. They sell food, right. Like snacks.
Right.
You know, a lot of people bring, you know, actual full lunches and stuff, but there's a huge assortment of snacks. It was really, I mean, like every granola bar you could possibly imagine flavor was there. I mean, there's all kinds of little desserts, and then there's oranges they sell and coffee and
but
juice.
If you want to seriously eat, you bring your own.
Yes. Right. You want to seriously. Because sometimes, you know, I don't know the snack bar that is you know, set there, I guess, where you can get food to.
Yeah,
isn't always open.
Was
so,
it open?
No,
when
it wasn't.
No,
so,
it's never been open,
yeah,
so I
I'm
don't
not,
think it's
right.
open anymore.
Yeah, I'm not totally sure.
Because I've been there about 3 times in the last
yeah, I don't
month
know how
and
that
a half,
works.
And it was never open.
Yeah. It may just be a weekend thing.
If it's not open when they have Fun Day Monday, although you're right, it could be just a
weekend. Might just be Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, I'm not sure what their schedule is. But I saw a lot of people bringing their own lunch and stuff,
right.
You know, and then everyone's kind of got their little
because if you're,
section.
If you know there's going to be, most people are going to bring their lunch, why am I going to send 3 or 4 employees, have to pay them for the day when most people aren't going to, and the town snacks are very cheap.
Yeah, 25 cents.
So, I mean, I'm not going to make any money.
It's 25 cents.
On the weekend, there's kids and everybody there wants their soda and popcorn.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
But, yeah, it was really a great experience. So come down to the beach. Check it out. It's a good time for all. And what I actually like, too, a lot of grandparents brought their grandkids. So there was a lot of little grandkids. Yeah, and they were just hanging out because, you know, they were all playing. It was just a very nice a very nice day. So Monday's North Hempstead Beach Park. And tonight is the Parks Department of North Hempstead is having the Rod Rock Experience, and that's going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park, and it's a Rod Stewart tribute band. So that is going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park tonight at 7:30 p.m. So,
now, what do you need to get in there? Driver's license or something? Actually, what do you show?
No, I don't think you show anything.
You just drive.
Yeah, you just drive.
Make sure you drive on the right side of the driveway, when the correct side of the driveway when you go in there.
Yeah, and there's no parking fees for Clinton G. Martin Park.
And where's the concert even?
It's outside by the like the pool area.
Over there. I've never been there. Okay.
But yeah, and like what's nice about Clinton G. Martin Park is there's no parking fee.
You've been there. That's
no, no. But I mean, I go in the parking lot into the building. I've never seen the pool or anything on the other side.
Oh, okay.
You know, I worked there for many years. I even interned there, and I never ever saw the pool because I would just always be in the main building. And it was just like last year that I was like, you know, I need to see what. And I peeked in there. I was like, this is a beautiful pool.
That's a big pool, but there's a big thing, as you know.
But that whole setup is nice. I mean, there's a lot of seating. It's like all a different kind of option. I was like, this is really a nice little setup. And then there's a whole little park back there.
Well, it's tennis courts, basketball courts, and there's some house, the Shoemaker house or Schumacher house.
Oh, really?
Which they're going to redo.
Yeah, they want to renovate.
It's an old 1800 and something or other.
So there's a lot going on there that you like. You know, you don't realize when you're just going into the office
and leaving.
You know? But, so that should be great. I've heard wonderful things about this Rod Stewart tribute band. So all you Rod Stewart fans, come down August 5th today, 7:30 p.m., Clinton G. Martin Park. And then tomorrow, Babs Wynn and Kickin' Boogie Band will be performing at the North Hempstead Beach Park at 1 p.m. This is a bunch of country music, and so there'll be line dancing. So if country's your thing.
Good.
Country, I know John's an avid line dancer. He will be there with his cowboy boots on.
With his grass skirt.
You just could combine all the
themes. I'm going to have some outfit.
He travels with us all in the back of his trunk. But that's at North
Hampstead. He always
Beach
has it
Park.
With him. It's embarrassing.
And for North Hampstead Beach Park, there's a parking fee, $10 for cash and $7 for credit or debit, which is, I didn't know there was a different price.
$10 for cash?
Yeah, it says parking
fee. And $7 fee. For credit?
Yep. I that might be a typo, so don't quote me on the press release that I printed out, but that's what it says. So check that out. I mean, it is possible. Who knows? But that's at North Hempstead Beach Park. There is, you know, fees.
For Fun Day Monday.
Not for Fun Day Monday, for concerts.
But otherwise,
Fun Day Monday
there
is free.
A fee.
Yes, Fun Day Monday is totally free.
Right.
On Sunday, August 7th, the 1910 Fruit Gum Company will be performing at 1 p.m. at North Hempstead Beach Park. They're playing Simon Says, Yummy Yummy, 1, 2, 3, Red Light, and 60s and 70s songs. So.
Wow.
So there's a really diverse. So whatever your, you know,
as your
thing
announcements
is,
go on, it's getting better and better.
Yeah. So that you can have a full weekend of Rod Stewart country music and music from the 60s and 70s.
Lots of no cost entertainment.
Exactly. That's what
that's
we
the
like.
Main thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. And you can bring a chair, and it's really nice. So definitely, and this is going to be going on. You know, this is just this weekend. So check it out. It's a fun time for all, and it's relaxing. Like I said. So that is, if you have any questions about that, call 311 or 869-6311. In addition to the wonderful Fun Day Monday, we had Fun Day Thursday. I know, because I kept calling it Fun Day Monday, and my husband was like, babe, yesterday was Thursday. So I was like, oh, it's a long story. It's called Fun Day Monday. But there was also National Night Out was this week, which is was a wonderful, wonderful success. They've had it for a couple of years now, and it takes place at Bunky Reed Park in Newcastle. And the night really just focuses on anti-crime efforts, crime and drug prevention, and just building better relationships between the police and the community. And it's it was a very positive, well-attended event. There was a bunch of different vendors in the community, and Applebee's volunteered to give out food. You know, so there was a lot going on there, and I heard it was a wonderful thing. There was a parade, and so it was a nice thing that North Hempstead takes part in every year. In addition, there's been, I don't know if you guys have heard about the Federal Aviation Administration aircraft thing that's been going on in about the noise in North Hempstead. So this has certainly been going on. Otto, I'm sure you can attest to, you know,
well,
this
I hear
going
planes.
On. Yeah.
You know, but right now, it's been so warm, the air conditioner's been on, so it's not an issue.
But, you know, I know there's certain areas of North Hempstead. I know in the Roslyn region, it's a lot of complaints come in about that as well. So Supervisor Bosworth and the town board created two committees to kind of just have serve as an advisory capacity with different people, you know, to kind of mitigate this, you know, issue or whatever. So that has been going on, and they've been making progress on that. And there's a whole... The website has a whole report on it, so you can check that out on the website or call 311 to find out more information about that. And the next town board meeting will be August 9th at 7:30 p.m. So anyone that is interested in finding out, you know, I'm sure they'll talk about these kind of issues there in more depth if you are interested. So
how long do those meetings typically last?
It depends.
Right.
On how many things are really on the board meeting. But what, you know, is great about this, because in the past, you would literally have to sit there until all the points had been reached. But Supervisor Bosworth, when she came into office, got the residents can ask their questions immediately. So they don't have to stick around for the whole thing. Because these things can go to midnight, I mean, and
really?
Past. Like, they are very, So,
well, everybody gets a chance to talk if you want to, right?
Absolutely.
They just, you know, so 20 or 30 people want to say something.
Right. And it depends on what the issue is. You know, sometimes, I mean, things can, you can just, like, bang through it, you know, very quickly. But other times, you know, it could be, like, a hot, you know, a hot topic.
You get a few verbose people.
Yes, but that's what's nice, you know, is that the residents, you know, they're able to ask their questions at the beginning. Plus, you're able to stream it, you know, from home. You could watch it on your computer as well. So I think that was a great, and Supervisor Bosworth did that pretty much immediately, I think, when she got into office. So that is Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, August 9th at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall in Manhasset.
The good thing about that is that there's no little sneaky meetings with smoky rooms somewhere.
Right.
Exactly.
You know.
No, and that's, you know, that's, we always talk about that too on the show, is that that was a very important thing for Supervisor Bosworth, was to have this transparency kind of attitude across the board with all different things. So, you know, and the town board is certainly, if you want to know what's going on in the community and what people are voted on, I mean, you know, it's all there. And you could even go online and look back and see what was passed as well. So definitely check that out if you are interested. We have tons of other things going on. I'm just like scared I'm going to run out of time in this segment. But just a quick thing before time runs out. I really want to remind people that there's free parking for veterans with disabilities at Manor Haven and North Hempstead Beach Parks. I don't think a lot of people know that, so I just really want to spread the word on that. And it's the town also has discounted just for veterans in general.
Right, right.
On top of that, so it's $25 for annual parking permit as opposed to $50. So, you know, all you veterans out there, make sure to say you are a veteran.
Seniors also get...
Right, absolutely.
And if you're a senior and a veteran, I guess you only get one discount.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you can start combining coupons or something. Oh,
they give you money. Oh, you're a senior veteran, here's $5 back.
I guess you might be in the negative column there. But definitely, you know, make sure you take advantage of these great services that North Hempstead's offering. So.
Cool. You know what we'll do? We're going to go a little bit early into a break so we don't interrupt Christina when we come back. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.